think you guys will get a kick out of the story, or you'll raise your eyebrows and wonder what the hell's going on in Canada. In Canada, the majority of American cable programming, except for maybe 15 or 20 channels, is banned because the Canadian government and something called the CRTC thinks that American programming in Canada will damage cultural heritage. Although Canada has now approved Al Jazeera for carriage in Canada. Okay, I have no problem with ethnic minorities or ethnic groups in Canada being able to watch their type of programming. There's many ethnic channels out there. And I think a government that tries to censor television in a country like Canada does is no different than some countries that ban television in their countries. Canadians for many years have gone the gray market route to try and pick up channels like HBO, Showtime, USA Network, and others. But now, after crackdowns and threats of arrest, that is non-existent. However, this story says Canada's broadcast regulator has approved the Qatar-based news channel Al Jazeera for the country's digital cable market, but with censorship rules. This is funny. That are so stringent, it's unlikely to be carried in this country, says television executive. So they've agreed to it, but it probably won't be carried, so I'm not sure what that means. The CRTC, which stands for the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, approved Al Jazeera for digital distribution last week, but accepted demands from Jewish groups that the network be censored for anti-Israel and anti-Jewish comments. So there won't be a lot of shows on that channel. The CRTC conditions guarantee Al Jazeera would lose money in Canada, says Michael Hennessy, president of the Canadian Cable Television Association, which represents the country's five largest cable companies and several smaller distributors. The CRTC says distributors of the Al Jazeera signal in Canada would have to monitor the network for abusive comment 24 hours a day and alter or curtail programming deemed to be offensive. Well, from what I've seen and what I've heard about Al Jazeera, I don't think there'd be anything more than the poor old Billy Mays, who has since gone to salesman's heaven selling the ShamWow and the Chopper and every other kind of infomercial we could get. Al Jazeera is nothing but a platform for terrorists. And I'm amazed that the Canadian government would allow it into this country, even with these dumb, stringent rules. Either people have a chance to watch what they want or not. If they don't like it, they can change the channel. But when you give a format to a channel that supports terrorism, Al Jazeera will say they won't, and many of you may disagree with me, I'm not sure about that, then you have to wonder what's going on. The Canadian government needs to smarten up. If we can't watch the Cartoon Network from the United States in Canada because of cultural issues, I'm not sure about allowing Al Jazeera here. Watching Fred Flintstone is one thing, but watching terrorists behead someone is another. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.